Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Bible says, love does no ill to his neighbor. No hurt, no harm, no ill. Neighbor means nearby, whoever's close around you. Whoever you happen to be sitting by right now. These kind of people are not armrest hogs. Yeah. Are they?
No.
You see people, I mean, you know what they got this commercial on now, and I've been there, where the person comes in on the airplane, and they got their bag, and they go boom, 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 hitting the back of the heads of the people. I've been there. I've had my head hit with a bag. Why would people do that? Because they live in their own little world, where if their forehead was a TV screen, all the shows are about me. Even the commercials are about me. They're even me reruns. Because it's all about me and where I'm going and what I think and how I feel and what kind of day I. And it's no wonder that they're so bored and nauseated half the time. And miserable and unhappy. They are miserable and unhappy. Because that much dose of me will make you sick. Nauseous. But why do people do that? You see people, man, they just... And one thing that bothers me, you see so many young people, so many children nowadays in public places. They'll push an adult out of the way. They'll just run across things. No respect. Why? Because their parents didn't teach them. Why didn't their parents teach them? Because they don't have it. And a lot of them, because their parents didn't teach them. We're getting into multi-generational failure. And people think, well, you're just talking about, you know, being proper. And man, I'm talking about valuing the human being that's next to you. And being such a man, such a woman, that you would rather be uncomfortable than to make them uncomfortable. That is the law of Christ. Bearing one another's burdens. He preferred to go to hell himself rather than you and me having to go. To take the chastisement of our peace himself. Letting somebody get ahead of you is nothing in light of that. Sitting scrunched up on the airplane so they can have more room is nothing compared to that. You say, well, I don't see what's the big deal. I know you don't. That's the problem. That's why we're talking about it tonight. It's so much easier just to flesh out. Yeah. Amen. Just come sit down. Excuse me. Yeah. Could you move over and put my Bible right there? Because you know God is dealing with me and I got to get something out of this service tonight. So y'all don't bother me. Now give me plenty of room because I got to focus. And run three people off the road getting in the parking lot. Somebody was just about to get a parking place and you were able to dart in ahead of them. Because we got to go in and learn about the commandment of love. We already know something about it.
Yeah.
We've heard about it many times. It's time to
do it.
Do it. Yeah. And you are. You're beginning to do it. Oh, there's a lot of room to grow. A lot of room to grow. But you're beginning to do it. We're hearing testimonies about it, aren't we? We're seeing how people come in Everybody likes to be treated as they're important. Everybody. And a lot of people get none of it from anywhere. And that's why when you look at them and you see them through God's eyes, and they are the apple of His eye, and they might be a fleshy mess, but He has eyes of faith too. And He knows what they can be. And by His grace, what they will be. And He just needs somebody like you that can express that to them and help them to again to see their self the way He sees them. There's been a handful of people in my life. Brother Kenneth Hagin, my father in the faith, one of them. My own natural dad and mom's others. And several people that, thinking of Brother Hagin right now, first started with him, he'd call on me to do things. And I'd think, huh? He'd call me. You know, I helped him. I sang with him in his services. And he'd call me 5 minutes before the service was supposed to start. He'd say, what you doing, boy? I said, I'm studying. He said, I expect you need to. You wouldn't have to know who to him. He'd just call and he'd say, what you got on your mind besides water? I said, well, I just getting ready for the service. He'd say, you go on and take it today. We'll see you. Click. 5 minutes. Barely enough time to get there. 5 minutes. People are there with critical needs. They came to hear him. Now, what do you do in a situation like that? Now, see, this is something. I must believe about me what he believes. He knows how important it is. This was a healing school, usually, that these people get what they need on healing. He was paralyzed on the bed himself, hopeless. He knows this is not play. He knows where I am in my experience. He knows those things. And yet still, do this. Then I must believe that the God that's in him believes that he and me can do what needs to be done. And over a period of months and years, over and over this kind of thing, you come to see yourself in a different light. You come to conduct yourself in a different way. It's because you begin to see yourself in Him. You begin to see yourself through God's eyes. And you'll find it's one of the most valuable things anybody else ever did for you was to genuinely love you and genuinely believe in you. Now that is not some of the mushy stuff people think it is. Believing in people, loving people is not the same thing as giving in to them. At all. But then as that happens, God has been doing this. He's been putting into you, putting into you, putting into you, putting into you, so that what? So that you can put into someone else. And you can look them in the eye and say, yeah, you can. Yes, you can. The greater one's inside you. Oh, there's a lot more in you than what you think. You think I can do that? I know you can. With God's grace and help, I know you can. Come on, I pray with you right now. Let's do it. And what it is loving people. Seeing the value. Let me finish reading this. He said, if you'll say, you shall not kill. Verse 22, but I say to you that whoever is angry without his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever shall say, you fool, will be in danger of hellfire. Now, Jesus called people fools. Did you know that? Matthew 23:17, you don't have to turn there. He said, you fools and blind. He said it again in verse 19, you fools and blind. Luke 11:40, you fools. Luke 24:25, you fools. He called people fools several times. And Paul called people fool. In 1 Corinthians 15:36, he said, you fool. That which you sow is not quickened except it die. Talking about the resurrection. There were some people saying some really dumb stuff. And he said, well, if you die, what kind of body would you be raised up in? He said, you fool. So is he in danger of hellfire? Well, he's inspired by the Holy Ghost to say it. No, there's different word used here for fool. And if you look it up, you'll see, in fact, let me read it to you. He says, if you say, whoever's angry with his brother without a cause will be in danger of judgment, whoever says to his brother, Reka, this translation says, empty-headed, and empty is the word, empty. Because the English version says, you worthless fool. And that is the emphasis. Worthless. In other words, you are a mental and moral zero. Why so serious? Why judgment so serious? Because it is the violation of the New Testament commandment, and the devil uses it to undermine people's confidence and faith. Doesn't he? And he most particularly wants to use people that are close to each other, that have a place in their life, to get mad or get hurt and say some stupid stuff to try to indicate you are worthless. He says, you're in danger of hellfire. Why? That's acting like a non-believer. That's acting like a non-Christian. So here's the thing. No matter what goes on or how mad you get or how upset you get, you never lose the picture of the value of the person that you're talking to. And you make yourself see their worth and see their value. And even when you're the most upset with them, you're still ready to tell them, but you can do it. You can be it. You're precious. I'm not too happy with you right now. But you are precious. You're valuable. I love you. I believe in you. I don't like what you just did, and I'm not going to say I do, and it's not okay. And I'm unhappy about it. But I love you no matter what. And I believe in you. You can fix this. That's the wisest person of all, who never lets anything blind them from the preciousness of the people they're looking at the moment. Stand on your feet, please.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Wisest of All, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602P. That's R1602P, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.